Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump appears to be fuming over yesterday's FBI raid on the home and office of his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. One of his tweets read this morning, "Attorney-client privilege is dead." Here to help us unpack the reason for the FBI's raid and the president's angry response to it is Carrie Johnson, who covers the Justice Department for NPR. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Lisa.
The president's attorney, Michael Cohen, has his own attorney, and that attorney calls the raid an unnecessary seizure of protected attorney-client communications, which echoes the president's tweet today. Is there anything about attorney-client privilege that would prevent the FBI from seizing Cohen's documents if he's being investigated?
Attorney-client privilege is supposed to protect communications, conversations, legal advice between a lawyer and a client. And as far as we're able to tell, what the FBI wants from Michael Cohen, President Trump's lawyer and friend, is beyond, is not just conversations or communications he's had with President Trump about legal cases or issues involving President Trump, but in fact, some things about Michael Cohen's own business dealings and business interests. So the scope of this raid is far beyond the nature of his attorney-client relationship with President Trump. What's more, Michael Cohen played the role of a deal maker to some extent in the Trump organization, and it's not at all clear to me that he was acting as an attorney in that capacity. To the extent the FBI wants materials, documents, electronic communications about that, that also appears to be fair game.
Okay. It was not, though, the special counsel Robert Mueller's team that executed this. It was the FBI. So what's the connection to the Mueller investigation?
As far as we're able to tell, this information came through the transom to special counsel Robert Mueller. He took it to the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who's his boss, and Rosenstein decided that this matter should be handled by the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan. That's under whose auspices this raid was carried out yesterday.
Okay, so Rosenstein signed off on it, basically said, go ahead.
Yeah, in fact, something of this nature, a raid on an office of a lawyer and a residence of a lawyer, requires special Justice Department approvals, both at the U.S. Attorney's Office and at Main Justice. We understand that people in the Criminal Division and the Deputy Attorney General's Office had to approve this raid under DOJ procedures, and that they did so.
Attorney Michael Cohen, at the center of the raid, says that he paid $130,000 of his own money to the porn star known as Stormy Daniels. Daniels says it was basically to hush her up about an affair that she had with the president. Donald Trump denies the affair and says he didn't know anything about the payment either. Remind us why Michael Cohen is under the microscope and what we know about what the FBI seized in the raids.
Well, Michael Cohen has acknowledged paying this woman, Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels. She's trying to challenge that agreement in court, and some materials with respect to the agreement have come out through Stormy Daniels' interviews and her attorney. One of the bases for the raid, as far as we understand it, is whether Michael Cohen may have violated any election laws. And there are open questions as to whether his payment to Stormy Daniels in the waning days of the election constituted some kind of benefit to President Trump's campaign that he should have reported as such. Of course, the New York Times is now reporting that among the materials the FBI seized yesterday were documents with respect to Stormy Daniels, also known as Stephanie Clifford, and documents related to Karen McDougal, another woman, a former Playboy playmate who claimed she had an affair with President Trump and that she was later paid off through the holding company that owns the National Enquirer to stay quiet about it.
So how close would the seizure of those documents, depending on what happens with them, bring the Justice Department and the Mueller investigation to Michael Cohen? And how close does that bring them to Donald Trump?
We don't yet know. Lisa, what happens in the course of these raids is that the person who's the owner of the property or the subject of the raid gets a short piece of paper suggesting what kinds of things the government is looking for, although not a roadmap or a blueprint to what the FBI is seeking. Later on in the course of the investigation, the FBI will be required to file an inventory or what's called returns, listing what they found and giving that ultimately to the subject of the investigation. We're some ways away from that now, but rest assured, a judge and ultimately Michael Cohen will get a list of what everything the FBI has in its possession here, and that will give us a signal as to what they're looking at and what they have found.
All right. And the president's outrage at the raid yesterday has fueled more speculation that he could be considering firing Robert Mueller. Does that seem more likely now? What are you hearing?
The White House has been pretty quiet about that. Notable, though, Lisa, several Republicans in Congress, including Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, and Chuck Grassley, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee from Iowa, have both advised the president in public today not to fire Robert Mueller, not to fire the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. To do so, Grassley says, would be suicide. Lindsey Graham says he thinks the president is smarter than that. Democrats on Capitol Hill are not so sure. They're still pushing legislation that would give some job security to Robert Mueller in the months ahead.
Carrie Johnson, who covers the Justice Department for NPR. Thanks a lot, Carrie.
My pleasure.